Thank you guys for listening to these ads. I got just a few more to go, and then we will get into this episode, I promise. So first, let me tell you about the Grow Guru. If you've ever wanted to grow your own medical cannabis and you're just not sure where to begin, hit up my boy Kalei, and he can be your guide on your journey from seed to cultivation and set you up for success. Another added bonus is you can get away from those overpriced dispensaries and those shady black market deals that never really felt comfortable to begin with, right? If you want to check him out, you can check out our second sponsor, which is Oahu Garden Supply. They got everything from locally produced nutrients to locally produced soil and everything in between. They are located at 94-150 Leoleo Street in beautiful Waipahu, Hawaii. Go stop by and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. Next, we got my good homie Bong of Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Once you've gotten everything you need to know from the guru, you can hit up Pakalolo Seed Molokai to expand your genetics. If you want to try a variety of different strains, you can find their seeds on the Attitude Seed Bank or puresativa.com. And last but not least, we got my longtime homie and good friend Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, over at Retro Hawaii, picking up and finding all the obscure and vintage styles from Hawaii. So if you're into that kind of shit, go check him out on Instagram, and I guarantee you he's got something you like. You know, he's been posting a bunch of throwback University of Hawaii Rainbows gear, which is hard to find now because nobody wanted to be known as the Rainbows. But anyway, fucking thank you very much to our sponsors. Please do go check them out and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. All right, that's it for now. Here comes the episode. Love you guys. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of Voices from the Planet. I'm your host, Eric. Thank you again for joining me this week for another installment of the Slowest Rising podcast in Hawaii. I said it before, but if you step back far enough, it looks like a flat line. But when you zoom up close, there's still some life left in these bones of this podcast. So I'm keeping it going. At least it's a consistent podcast, that's for sure. On a weekly basis, I continue to produce these episodes for you and for myself as well. And ultimately, with the long-term goal of having these podcasts that my children one day can go back and listen to and hear their dad talk about shit that was going on. Just the day in the life of fucking a podcast host in Hawaii. So with that in mind, they can hear this and listen to me talk about my youngest son and his recent basketball game over the weekend. We signed my kids up for like youth basketball. It's a organization here on Oahu called I-9, and they do like basketball and soccer and baseball. And my oldest has done soccer and baseball, and the littlest one has done baseball only, and this is his first time doing basketball, and my oldest second time. But anyway, so on Saturday, they have their basketball games over at one of these Hongwanji schools. And his team has like 6 kids on it, maybe. So they're playing like 3-on-3 against 4. My son's 4. And I want to say the kids on his team are a little younger. And some of the other kids on the other teams are maybe a little older or just a little more active. It seems like my kids always end up on these extremely passive teams where they're not really active, except this one girl on his team who's like just nonstop getting it. But my son has sticky shoes, apparently, because once he's in the game, he just stands in one spot the whole time and just is not really enthusiastic or energetic once he's in the game. And then when it's time to let his other teammates have a turn and he's on the sideline, he wants to run all over the place and move and do all kinds of stuff. And then when his brother plays, he really wants to run around and bounce the ball and do all kinds of shit when he shouldn't be. I mean, he should just be sitting and watching. But so it's kind of weird. Like, they're so enthusiastic. Like, if you ask them, like, do you like playing basketball? They'd say they love it. And on our street, one of the neighbors has a little hoop out front. So they're constantly playing basketball out there. But for some reason, when the game's on the line, he freezes up. And I was thinking it could be just because there's so many strangers watching, all the other kids' parents and shit. So that could be it. But I don't know, if you ask them, they like it. So we're going to continue to keep him in there until he busts out of his shell. My older one, he's all over the place. He loves basketball. He thinks he's going to grow up to be LeBron James one day. And I have to break it to him eventually that, you know, you probably won't be LeBron James, but you can be, insert your name here, you can be an original, you can be yourself. You don't have to be LeBron James. There will only ever be one LeBron James, but there can be also only one you. So don't worry about trying to be like anybody else. Just do you and practice, practice, practice. If you want to get good, you got to practice and you got to maintain your academics. I know ball is life and street ball, you know, you don't really think you gotta keep your grades up just to play on the street. But when it comes to school sports and that kind of shit, good grades are a requirement. So we try to drill that shit into the older one. Like, if you want to play basketball, you gotta handle your responsibilities. Luckily, the little one is in preschool, so he really doesn't have any responsibilities. But he also really doesn't seem to, like, care. But, I mean, I played soccer from, like, kindergarten until 6th grade, maybe? 6th, 7th grade? And I'm sure when I was young, I probably did the same shit. I know there's some crazy stories. I know one for sure. I was told, I don't remember this, but I was told that I got stuck in the goal, in the net. I don't know. I was like trying to, I'm pretty sure I was intentionally trying to tangle myself up. I don't know how you accidentally get tangled in a soccer net, but my mom was telling me that, yeah, I got stuck and in the middle of a game. And then another time, this is like kindergarten, like during the middle of a game, I like ran off the field and grabbed my bike and started riding away. And everybody's like, where are you going? And I was like, I'm going home. I'm done. And this was because where we used to play soccer was like right at the end of my street, like where I grew up in YPO. Our street, at the cul-de-sac at the end, there was a break in the fence, and it went right into YPO Park. And that's where we had all our soccer practices after school. So my dad was also my coach, and for better or for worse. Honestly, I didn't really appreciate my dad as a coach, because who wants to hear about that shit when you go home, right? Like, everybody else, when soccer was done, they got to go home, just relax. But if you're the coach's son and you fuck up at practice, or you're fucking around at practice, which I probably did a lot, you know, you got scolded when you went home. So that happened pretty frequently, I think. And then I also played basketball like one time, and then baseball a couple times, which I didn't really like baseball. Basketball was okay. It's just because my friends are doing it. But mostly soccer as a kid. And then I played volleyball with my high school friends, just as like a, like it was PAL League, which is like the police athletics league. And I was just like after school kind. They were all high school volleyball players. And I just wanted to hang out with my friends, and they wanted to play volleyball. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to learn how to play volleyball. And I sucked. I think what happened was I started skateboarding. So I didn't want to play any like team sports. I just wanted to hang out with my other friends who were skating. And then obviously girls. Ended the skateboarding career. My throat is so like gross. It's like, ugh. Anyway. Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. What else? Did I write something else down? It's only been fucking 8 minutes, goddamn. I feel like I've been going so long. Oh, yeah, that's right. If you haven't yet, go check out my homie, the Grow Guru. He recently made an appearance on High Rides TV. They're on YouTube. They're like a limousine service that is 420 friendly, basically. But they featured him and Oahu Garden Supply on a recent episode they released. Go check that out on YouTube. And I just want to say thank you to Kalei, because he did an awesome job. And he plugged Everyone Knows You're High. Because last time, I did give him shit in the past, because one time he was on the Takalolo show with Lico Jordy, and they were talking about like doing pheno hunts and shit, and he didn't even plug Voices from the Planet, where we recorded and released the first pheno hunt for the Poi Dog strain. And I was like, bro, you totally missed your opportunity to plug that shit. But he redeemed himself. He plugged Everyone Knows You're High, which is Hawaii's premier cannabis podcast. So you should check that out too. But yeah, shout out to fucking the Grow Guru and High Rides TV. So go check both of them out and let them know fucking Voices from the Planet sent you. Update on my quitting nicotine journey. We're still in the phase that we're not smoking outside of our home. I mean, we don't smoke in the house. It sounds so weird, like we're not smoking outside of the house, but away from home, I guess I should say, because we smoke in the backyard. I haven't been taking my e-pucka with me on a daily basis. So during the day, primarily, just trying to curb the cravings, I have the Nicorette gum, which is still coming in handy. Like, I'm at 2 pieces a day, maybe 3. But I don't know how much, like, I don't know when, at what point you're supposed to, like, dial that shit back and, like, eat one gum. But I did, oh, God, I feel shitty admitting this, but I did purchase a couple Delta 8 disposable cartridges, simply for the reason that I'm trying to satisfy the hand-to-mouth cravings and the mechanics of that without having to vape, like, hit the dab pen every time? Because I'm not trying to, like, be that stoned all the time. So I wanted to get something that was not as heavy, but that would still allow me to satisfy that urge. Because I tried with, like, a pen, like a regular ballpoint pen, and, like, held that in my hand, put it in my mouth, and, like, bit on it, and, like, just tried to satisfy that, but it didn't work. So actually, like, I think seeing smoke come out of my mouth has a lot to do with it. I just don't want it to be nicotine smoke. The DNA that runs through my body, I believe I was a dragon in a past life, and for some reason I just need to visually see my dragon prowess, because I long for a time when I used to smite entire villages. So the pen didn't work. I'm not trying to be fucked up all day. So I was trying to find a CBD cartridge, and where I was just didn't have any, because that would be the better option, because then you don't really get high at all. But the next best thing at this point was a Delta 8. And I know I've talked about it before and how sketchy some of that shit is. But I watched a few more videos trying to, you know, match my confirmation bias now that I'm looking for, you know, the positives. But I did watch a bunch of the negatives of Delta 8, and, you know, the stigma that is surrounding it, that it's like that spice or this synthetic shit, that's not true. It is cannabis derived, or hemp derived, I should say. But it's just, it's new, it's weird. People don't know what to make of it. But I'm going to try and use that instead of these heavy fucking dab pens. Goddamn. I mean, those are my go-to devices. But not when I'm trying to, like, puff, puff, puff. You know what I mean? But so I would say it's still going good other than that. I don't even know if that's a setback. But what the fuck ever. I mean, I put worse things in my body. But yeah, eventually I'll stop getting those once I can find, like, a reliable CBD vape juice or something. Yeah. And then hopefully be free and clear of nicotine. I think we're shooting for the end of the year. That seems like way far out, but whatever. I kind of like not having an end goal in mind and just, like, getting there when we get there. I know that might seem counterintuitive when trying to reach a goal if there's no, like, end date in sight, but we know we want to do it, and we know what we're going to do it, so we want to do it in the smartest, least stressful way possible. Because I think, you know, a lot of people, myself included, see smoking as, like, a stress reliever. Like, when you're irritated, what do you want to do? You want to go smoke a cigarette, right? So we don't want to compound stress upon letting go of a stress reliever. And then at the same time, you don't want to, like, swap it out for another addiction. And me, being me, I have a very addictive personality. So I'm liable to get stuck on something new. But maybe, see, that's the thing. I need to form, like, healthy habits and get addicted to, like, healthy shit. Like, I don't know, quinoa or fucking kale chips. I don't know. But this fucking dragon in me, I don't know, he likes to fucking blow smoke. Delta 8. Fuck. Back on it, I guess. What else? We recently watched, again, with the kids, the awesome movie. One of my top 10 movies, The Neverending Story. I don't know if you've seen it. It's been out for a while. So if you haven't yet, I highly recommend it. But I wanted to comment on the awesome fucking soundtrack. Like all 80s synth pop. Holy fuck, I was just like noticing it last night. I was like, this shit is a fucking bomb. I'm going to throw a Neverending Story song or something from the soundtrack at the end of this episode so you guys can experience all the greatness. But I just remember it's such an epic fucking movie for that time when we were kids. I was never a reader. I didn't read books as a kid. So I didn't like identify with the kid, Sebastian. But it was just a fucking awesome movie as a kid. Flying Wish Dragons or Luck Dragons. Fucking warrior children trying to rock people and fast racing snails. I mean, who the fuck wrote this shit? What were they on? Get me some of that shit. Word up. But it's so good. Like, it's so funny. I was just thinking, like, how musical stylings and tastes have changed. And, like, is there going to come a time where this 80s synth pop comes back around as, like, the in thing? Because if you look at fashion and shit going on right now, the 80s and 90s seem to be pretty hip. And I think it's only a matter of time before we start hearing the resurrection of 80s synth pop. So good. I'm going to find that Neverending Story song and throw that on the end of this. Like, I'm excited for you guys to hear it if you've never heard it before. I hope you stay tuned to the end to hear it. I don't really have anything else to talk about. So maybe you don't have to wait so long. Actually, I'll comment briefly on this, but the attack against Joe Rogan is still continuing. It seems like they're trying even harder now, going after him for a video that was posted, a compilation of Joe Rogan saying the N-word on his podcast. Then he released like an apology video, and it's just, he has become this figurehead of free speech and honest dialogue and, like, you know, dismantling the mainstream media's narrative. But then all the people who support him are kind of like turning on him for making this apology video. Like, they're saying that's not what you do. But he's going to do what the fuck. I mean, he's fine. I'm not worried. And you shouldn't be worried about Joe Rogan. Like, it's, I feel like all this hype surrounding Joe Rogan is a distraction from what's going on in Russia and the Ukraine and all that international kerfuffle. Because nobody's talking about that shit. I mean, people are. I get, and I, like, know that I'm not someone who pays attention to all the news. So when I say no one's talking about that, that's based on my observations on my social media feeds and one radio program I listen to in the car, and one local news broadcast that I listen to in the car on the way home. So my, you know, depth of coverage is widely, widely limited. But we'll see what happens. I heard Rumble, which is like another social media video platform, offer Joe Rogan $100 million to bring his shit over there. I don't know. That's the same number that he got at Spotify. But it's just so crazy how many people are threatening to remove their music or their podcasts or whatever their deals with Spotify if Joe Rogan's podcast isn't taken down. And then all these comedians and right, I guess people would categorize them as like the alt-right maybe, or like just conservative voices, like they're all posting pictures with Rogan and how they support him, which I know they do because they're fucking all about free speech. And I think that's the issue here, that is the main thing, is that at what point do they come for like all of our speech, right? Like, I got this little podcast that gets 5 to 10 plays per episode. So I'm not worried. But then again, I don't say anything too controversial, I don't think. But then I'm nobody. You know what I mean? Who the fuck am I? Why would anybody come after me and try to cancel this podcast? I would just fucking change the name and start doing it under a different name, probably. But yeah, I don't know. I don't fucking know. Just try to find, I guess we just gotta look and try and find out what's going on everywhere else in the world right now when all the media outlets are just focusing on one thing. I mean, that's like their MO, right? That's how it's always been, right? So even while all the community of free thinkers are showing their support for Joe Rogan, at the same time, they're not paying attention to what might be happening. And those are the people we need to be paying attention, because they're the ones who tell us what's up. The lazy fucks who don't do any research like myself. Just listen to smart people. Oh shit. My oldest son lost a tooth today. Just pulled it right out. We were talking about it being wiggly, and then he just was like, oh my God, it came out. So that's kind of eventful. Not really planned. I knew he had a wiggly tooth, but he hadn't really been bringing it up much, so I didn't think it was like anywhere near ready to pop out. And then tonight he just was like, yeah, it feels a little loose, and there it goes. So that was like his 7th tooth, I think he was saying. Am I a bad parent that I don't pay attention to how many teeth my son has lost? But he's probably right, 7. He's paying more attention than I am. It's his mouth. What else? You notice how obviously very little preparation goes into these episodes. I mean, I could be out there with notes all the time, being prepared and professional. I mean, that's cool. Or I could just come on here and shoot the shit with you guys. I don't really have, like, topics. I mean, I did write those things down that I just talked about. But I've been doing that a little more lately to try. It's a little better for me because at least it gets me going to start. But then again, I always run out of things to talk about. But then I always feel like once I turn everything off, I'm like, oh, I should have fucking talked about that. Oh, I should have said this or this and that. And it's always like, I'm not going to start it again. I already like did the outro sponsors. It'd be weird to turn the mic back on, and to put it before that would mean editing. Gross. But maybe we'll just like sit in silence together for a little bit till I think of more shit. That's my e-pucka. Maybe I should start getting like less nicotine. So when I do use it, it's not like 35 milligrams of nicotine or whatever the fuck this Nick salt is. Do they sell fucking zero nicotine vape juice? Or is that just fucking pointless? Might as well get like a CBD one, right? At that point, it really would just be to satisfy the dragon in me. I wonder what my dragon name was. Let's Google it. So let's go put, find your dragon name. What's my dragon name? HowStuffWorks.com. We'll go there. Is it a video? This better not be a video. Okay, if you ever seen movies like How to Train Your Dragon and Peach Dragon, then you're probably familiar with the wonderful world of dragons. Bitch, I used to be one. These mythical creatures are known for their large wings, beautiful scales, and their fire breath. So before you take this magical quiz, let's go over some of the most famous dragons and their personality traits. All right, I'm not going to do that. Let's just scroll to start the quiz. Question 1. How often do you lose your temper? Way too often, once in a while, only when I have to defend my family, never. If I'm being honest, it's probably going to be way too often. Next question. Would you want to be a good or an evil dragon? I mean, I would want to be a good dragon, right? But I think I just feel like I'd end up being a bad dragon. See, this is a pure evil. I'm not sure both are good. I think it'd be both then. Because I try to do good, but sometimes I might do evil shit. Both. All right, next question. As a dragon, which country would you like to live in? All right, they don't let you free form this one. They give you 4 choices. I have Spain, South Africa, Russia, or France. Russia's too cold. France might be okay. There's a lot of pussies over there, so it'd be easy to fucking decimate a city. Spain probably would be a lot more evil in Spain, because I did hear something one time about like they tested the air quality in like Barcelona and found like cocaine particles just in the air. So that might not be good for a dragon to be like doing blow all the time. So by default, I'm just going to pick South Africa. And that maybe that's my wokeness. But actually, maybe I'll pick France and just fucking lay waste to entire fucking cities. Yeah, let's go with France. Next question. Would you want to be friends with other dragons? Hell yeah, I want to be friends with other dragons. Are you fucking nuts? Look at the answers. The options here is no, I can't trust anyone. Depends on the dragon. I'm not sure. Of course. You're going to be a lonely dragon? Why is there a picture of a guy ziplining? That is weird. Strange. What's the best aspect of your personality? My strength, my sense of adventure, my intelligence, my kindness. Jesus Christ, I was going to say like my sense of humor, but that might fall under intelligence. But I am self-admitted not the smartest dragon. My kindness? Like how kind can I really be? Is that like the strongest, the best aspect? I'm not super adventurous, nor am I particularly strong. So the best aspect of my personality, I mean, the best thing, I guess, would be my limited intelligence. So I'm still going to pick my intelligence. Are you afraid of heights? Nope, not at all. Maybe a little bit. Yes, definitely. Maybe. Because if I'm in a building, I'm fine. But if I'm like standing on the edge of a cliff, that's a different story. All right. Which of these spirit animals would guide you as a dragon? A snake? A hummingbird? A tiger? Or a swan? Instinctually, when I saw hummingbird, I immediately wanted to pick that. I kind of don't have any logical reasoning. It's just when I saw hummingbird, it's the first thing I was like, yep, hummingbird. So I'm picking it. Fuck it. All right. Which of these elements do you feel connected to? Fire, air, earth, water. Air, I believe. Are you more of a leader or a follower? I'm more of a follower. Do you believe that mythical creatures exist? Maybe they do. No, not at all. I think that some mythical creatures exist. Absolutely. I think that some do. Because not all. Not everything, but it's probably... I mean, I know dragons for sure. Because I used to be one. What is something that is worth fighting for? Power, wealth, love, peace. Fighting to protect love, yes. Power... I mean, that's in this world today, that seems like the only thing that people fight for. I mean, that's what nations fight for. Wealth. That sounds a bit like smog, you know, just hoarding and fighting to protect your wealth. Fighting to protect peace kind of seems like an oxymoron. I don't quite get that. But love, definitely fight to protect love. It's time for you to pick a medieval weapon for battle. Which of these is it going to be? The longsword, the longbow, the morning star, or the quarter staff? I don't know what the fuck a quarter staff is. I think the morning, what the fuck is a morning star? I'm going with the sword. Your soul embodies which of these seven deadly sins, yet they only give you four. Wrath, greed, pride, or sloth. Wow. Holy. Let's be completely honest here. I'm going to pick sloth because if I could do anything, I would do nothing. Which of these superpowers would you want to have? Superhuman strength, immortality, telepathy, or invisibility? I would just say superhuman strength. Maybe like invulnerability. And heal fast. But yeah, out of those, I'm going to say superhuman strength. Would you describe yourself as more of a day or a night person? Day, because I sleep most times at night. Your personality is similar to which of these severe weather phenomenons? Heat wave, tornado, landslide, ice storm? My personality. I don't know, ice storm because it's like cold and dark. Fuck, I don't know. Holy shit, this dude's rock climbing with a prosthetic leg. On a scale of 1 to 10, that's like stock footage, sorry. This might have seemed like a random comment. On a scale of 1 to 10, how determined are you with your goals in life? 9 to 10, 4 to 6, 7 to 8, 1 to 3. How determined am I with my goals in my life? I would say 9 to 10, but I rarely make like hardcore goals. You've just found a secret box of treasure. What's inside of it? Weapons, gold, food, or maps? All right, let's see here. My instinct is weapons, so I'm going to pick it, but I would like to just state that if this was during the apocalypse or something, I would go with food. Are you more passive or assertive when it comes to arguments? Passive, for sure. As a dragon, would you be afraid of humans? Hell yeah, humans are fucking nuts. I would be cautious around them. It depends on the persons. Yes, I'd be terrified of them. Nope, humans are my friends. I put cautious around them. That's why these fucking headphones are hurting and I had them on backwards. I didn't really think it was going to make a difference, but it does. Next question. What is something about your personality that needs improvement? I'm too angry. Nothing. I'm practically perfect. I'm too stubborn. I trust others too easy. I'm going to go with I am too angry. Facts. What type of dragon would you like to be? What the fuck is a Wavian dragon? A Western dragon? An Eastern dragon? Or dragonette? What the fuck is it? What are these things? I don't know, but I was a Western dragon for sure. Would you rather live in the past or the future? The past. Oh, I'm good with the present. That's actually a really good answer because I am good with the present. How well can you handle constructive criticism? Fuck, that depends on who it comes from, dude. Not well at all. Somewhat well. It depends on the criticism. Very well. I'm going to say depends on the criticism, but it also depends on who it's coming from. Because some people are like, bruh, fuck you. Fuck you and your fucking opinions. But some people are like, I appreciate their criticism. They can be a little harsher on me, and I still appreciate it. Would you describe yourself as an independent person? A little bit. I'm not sure. Absolutely. No, not really. No, not really. True or false? You believe that life needs to be taken seriously. False. Does not. If you can't laugh, all you'll do is cry. What's your biggest fear in life? Failure. I have no fears. Losing a loved one. Jesus, my throat. Having no friends. Of these four, I would say losing a loved one. Which of these Marvel superheroes would you want to team up with? Captain America, Doctor Strange, Iron Man, or Spider-Man? Fucking Doctor Strange. If you're going to be a dragon, you got to hook up with the Sorcerer Supreme, right? No doubt. With epic title, which epic title would you attach to your name? Are you just telling me to pick my own name? I could have just did this. Why the fuck am I taking this quiz if you're basically just telling me to pick my own name? All right, let's see. Which epic title would you attach to your name? The Mighty Warlord? The Forsaken Prophet? The Warrior of Justice? The Beloved Monarch? That's actually what my name, Eric, means. I think it's like the juster, kind ruler. But I would be the Warrior of Justice. That's my Libra side talking. What is your heart actually made out of? Fire, scars, passion, and love. Oh, dark. Scars? I was going to say like void. But what is my heart actually made of? Fire, scars, passion, or love? I kind of want to say scars, even though that's kind of dark and depressing. What is your dragon name? Here's my answer. Spyro. That's the fucking video game one. Are you serious? That's what you give me? Yep. Spyro. Ugh, some fucking Nintendo game. Well, let's see what it says. You're friendly, happy, and playful like Spyro from the video game series. You would be a benevolent type of dragon who would always do good deeds for others. Your angelic personality has also allowed you to make many friends in life, and they all love you because of your charismatic and outgoing nature. Feels like one of those generic fucking like tarot astrology quizzes. Blah 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 blah. But anyway, I don't remember my name when I was a dragon. That name that quiz just gave me was highly offensive to my dragon nature. I don't really know how I feel about that. I felt like I tried to be thoughtful in my answers, and they fuck with me and name me after some video game dragon. The audacity. What is this? Who is this again? Fucking howstuffworks.com. You can go fuck yourselves, you bastards. How dare you? On behalf of dragons all around the world, we're going to cancel. I'm going to start a petition, and we're going to cancel howstuffworks.com for disrespectful and hateful speech towards dragons and people who identify as dragons. So get ready. Howstuffworks.com. Because I'm going to use my charismatic and outgoing nature to rally up a horde of dragons, and we're going to come and lay waste to your website. So I hope you're happy. Maybe you should take down that quiz so you don't go offending more dragons. Share on social media. Oh, I will. I will share this on social media. But that's it. I wonder what some of the other options could have been. Probably Smaug. Falcor. What other dragons are there? The Great Protector from Shang-Chi. What other famous dragons? Magellan. Wasn't that a dragon? Magellan's castle, right? Anyway. But anyways, that'll be it for this episode. What a way to end it. That offensive quiz, but be sure to check out the wonderful sponsors of this podcast. And they are the Grow Guru, a.k.a. Kalei. Go check him out over at Oahu Garden Supply in beautiful Waipahu for all your gardening needs. Be sure to hit up my homie Bong of Pakalolo Seed Molokai. You can find their seeds available on the Attitude Seed Bank and PureSativa.com. And also my boy Jerry at Retro Hawaii for all your vintage nostalgia from Hawaii's past. So go check them out. Let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. And I will see you all next week for another episode of Voices from the Planet, hosted by none other than Eric. That's me. All right. Love you guys. Peace.
She.